We're now going to turn our attention to holiday music. No, don't worry, we're not going to play Christmas carols quite yet. But Halloween is approaching, and it got us thinking about the soundtrack to this particular holiday. Is there one? Sure, there's Michael Jackson's Thriller with that eerie Vincent Price voiceover.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures.
But after that, you're left in a musical abyss of sorts. So we turned to music writer Colin Fleming for some recommendations. We caught up with him recently, and I asked him to suggest some music to launch us on a night of trick-or-treating.
It's a big ambulatory holiday, if you think about it. It's like if you watch
There's a lot of movement in Halloween.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a jazz score. And along those same lines, you have Artie Shaw's Nightmare from 1938. And his clarinet just sort of like beckons you out into the night's revels. And it's almost like this benign necromancer that you sort of follow outside.
I like that. It's mysterious. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
And, I mean, what about the kitsch, too? Because, you know, what's Halloween without a little kitsch?
Oh, sure. I mean, there was like the Universal horror films came out, and the second run of them had stuff like, you know, Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. It was all trashy and kitschy. And you get like a lot of songs like this in the 50s. And one of them that not a lot of people know is by The Naturals. And it's called The Mummy. It's like these, you know, this empty sort of candy calorie type of song. But it gets a pretty good R&B groove going, actually.
Well, over in Egypt in an old pyramid.
Oh, man. You know what that song makes me want to do? Ban all clever costumes. Throw a costume party where you have to show up as like a mummy or a werewolf or Frankenstein. You're not supposed to be something ironic. It's supposed to be old school like that song.
I said no. He said oh.
Put me back in my tomb.
So you have a bunch of candy that you've accumulated throughout the night. You're gorging yourself. Is there a particular song to accompany that culinary experience?
The vibe for that is to me, it's this oddity, mega oddity, by a guy named Boots Walker from 1967 called They're Here, which is just, you've had your Reese's Pieces and all that, and it's just a mind blower at the end of the night.
They're watching you. They're here, they are, they are, they are, they're here, they really are. I saw them, I really did.
Okay, so there are candy wrappers everywhere, and the kids have gone to bed, but the grown-ups are still awake, and Halloween is still around for another couple of hours. What is the song that puts this holiday to bed?
Well, I don't know if it puts the holiday to bed, but I think it has to be Camille Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre. It's from 1874, so it's 140 years old, and basically the gist of it is, the Reaper comes out at midnight on Halloween, starts dancing, calls up all the skeletons. They revel and dance throughout the night. And there were these woodcuts, you know, even earlier than that, of like a plowman go into the field. And the Reaper would sidle up next to him and be like, hey, man, why don't you just come over here and take a good long rest? It'll all be over. And the strings get going, and it has the rhythm of a ghost story. And it's just, you know, everyone has a birthday, you sort of dance through life, then you get a death day, and it's like, how do you like bobbing for them apples?
And with that, we have walked through all the musical moods of this Halloween holiday. With Colin Fleming, he writes for Rolling Stone and The Atlantic. His next book, The Anglerfish Comedy Troupe, Stories from the Abyss, comes out next summer. Hey, Colin, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Rachel.
We'll be right back.